Good morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you happen to be, and welcome to the Open Systems Media Webcast, Power Your Solutions with the Right Embedded PC. My name is Rich Nass, and I'm the Executive Vice President of Open Systems Media, and I lead the embedded IoT teams for embedded computing design. But more importantly, I will be your moderator for today's webcast. On this webcast, you'll be hearing from Joe Bastuli and Aaron Shaw. They're both with Dell, and I'll tell you a little bit about more about them in just a minute. Let me tell you a little bit about today's topic and what you can expect to learn from today's webcast. You'll be learning that there's a difference between embedded PCs from different manufacturers. In fact, there's a difference between embedded PCs from the same manufacturer. The key for you as a system designer, a systems integrator, a developer, and so on, is to be able to determine which embedded PC is best for your application. Very plain and simple, and you will learn that on today's webcast. Before I introduce our two speakers, let me go over some of the housekeeping items. This entire presentation will take about 45 minutes, give or take a few, and that'll leave us time to answer your questions. And we will get to many of those as time permits. You'll find on your console window an area where you can enter the questions in real time. And as I said, we'll address as many of those as we can when the two speakers are done with their presentations. If we don't have a chance to answer all the questions, you will get an answer after the fact from somebody at Open Systems Media or Dell. We will not leave your question hanging. If you have a question pertaining to the ECAST operation itself, like the slides aren't advancing or if there's trouble with the audio, put that question into the console and one of our technical folks will get back to you on that. There's also a maximize button that allows you to see the slides in a larger window. And this webcast will be available in an archive version almost immediately after we're done. So if you miss something or if you want to go back and review, it'll be there for you. Also, there will be a survey that pops up during the webcast. Both Dell and Open Systems Media are very interested in your feedback. So please fill out that survey when you see it. Okay, enough for me. Let me tell you a little bit about our two speakers. First, you'll be hearing from Joe Bastuli, an IoT and embedded specialist at Dell. He has a long tenure spanning research, engineering, sales, and business development in the semiconductor and embedded industries. In his current role at Dell as an IoT and embedded specialist, he is able to leverage his extensive experience to help customers solve their IoT and embedded challenges and develop new solutions and business models for their companies. He holds an MBA and BSEET degree from Cleveland State University, and he currently lives in Cleveland with his family. And then you'll be hearing from Aaron Shaw, a senior product manager with Dell's commercial IoT solutions. With more than 20 years of experience in technology products, IoT, and embedded systems, Aaron is responsible for product and solutions management for the embedded PC portfolio at Dell, and that includes lifestyle management. I'm sorry, that includes life cycle management and sales enablement. So without any further ado, let me bring out Joe. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, and thank you, Rich, for that introduction. And good morning and afternoon and evening, wherever you may be. And it's good to have all of you join us and hear a little bit about what we're doing in the embedded and IoT space here at Dell. We'll break the presentation up into three parts this morning. That is local time morning. And the first part, I'll talk about the market, some of the kind of key drivers out there, and then we'll transition to Aaron. We'll dive into the technical portions of some considerations for the embedded PCs that Dell offers, and then at the end, we'll come back to myself for a wrap-up and just kind of a summary, and then kick it back over to Rich for closure and questions. So let's get started. When you're in the embedded and IoT space, this market, this game, this industry is really changing over the last few years, and it's kind of starting to accelerate in an exponential curve. And there's these key drivers that are affecting the industry for all of us. And it's really a good thing when you stop and think about it. One, it improves all of our lives to have the ability to do more things and have more information and better user experiences and better environments. But the drivers that are influencing these are the falling cost of electronics. When you think about the amount of technology you can buy, you know, per dollar today versus what you could buy 10 years ago or even 20 years ago, it's greatly, greatly improved. And along with the falling cost of sensors and electronics, you have improved power efficiencies. You know, 5, 10, 15 years ago, if you wanted to power something remotely in your application, you know, at the end of the line, out in the field, could be a vineyard where you're growing grapes or a farm, could be a factory floor. All those devices required a lot of power, and therefore you either had to put in a big, you know, infrastructure to supply that power, like batteries or heavy cables. Well, today, because the electronics have gotten so efficient and so good, they don't require all that power, and you can do things like power over Ethernet with a very thin and economical, flexible cable. Or even better, with some of the newer technologies, you can do things like wireless sensing technology. And that leads us down to the bottom two, wireless and mobility. You know, having all this intelligence and all these embedded connected devices, and the way we progressed as a society, everybody's so used to having information at their fingertips, and we all walk around today with either a tablet, a laptop, or a phone, and we want access to that information. So we've just become accustomed to it. We just have tended to expect it over the years. And that's really a good business opportunity, those two portions, the falling cost of electronics and the power consumption, and then the, you know, our trend to always want to be connected to those devices. Over on the right, you know, that's kind of the summary and the output of all that. You know, we've had the rise of the cloud over the years. It's kind of a throwback in some ways to the mainframe computing days, for those of you old enough to remember it. Today, you know, we have a lot of intelligence embedded in our systems, even our laptops, our desktops, and our things of the Internet. But you have this great infrastructure out there called the cloud, which is the repository for all this data that's being accumulated in the world. And then on the bottom right, you have the big data and analytics portion of that. That really is the ability to extract meaningful information out of the cloud and you know, from the things of the Internet, if you will. And those are what really make the differences in our lives. You know, the better experiences, the safer environments, more revenue, those are all the good things we strive to achieve every day. So these are the key drivers, and it's really having a unique effect. It's, as I mentioned, we're entering this exponential growth curve in embedded and IoT compute technologies. For you, for your customers, it's really a tremendous business, you know, opportunity to take advantage of. And same goes for Dell, for that matter. We see it as a very good market to be in, you know, and that's assuring for you that if you do partner with Dell in this space, that we're going to be in this for a long time. We see it as a very lucrative market and have no intentions of leaving it. So let's kind of shift and start to talk about some of these applications. When you talk about embedded or IoT, these tend to be the real-world applications, you know, that are not always conducive to long-life electronics. And what do I mean by that? If you're mounted in a semi-truck, there's a lot of shock and vibration in there. Truck drivers are not the most user-friendly people. They tend to be a little harsh on their equipment. Temperature extremes can change in there. Same goes for those other applications on the right. Robotics, transportation systems in general, agricultural, construction equipment, vending machines, medical equipment, and then wayfinding systems. Those are just some of the applications we're seeing in this embedded in IoT compute space. The things that they have in common are the temperature extremes can shift. They can be very cold. They can be very hot. They can be exposed to high shock and high vibration. And other environmental factors affect those electronics. So whatever it is you embed into those applications, you need to be very, very careful in what you pick and make sure that they're suited for those applications and those environments. So that leads us to the next slide. So this is how we're taking the approach of defining embedded compute technologies. There's really these three kind of key attributes, and we just want to put this out there now to kind of sum it up for the rest of the presentation, and also keep in mind that this is what we're focusing on. Because as I've been out in the field and in the market, I've talked to lots of different customers at lots of different companies. Embedded means many things to many different people. You know, it can be an 8-bit microcontroller that costs, you know, $2 or $5. That could be an embedded technology, or it could be a $20 ARM board that offers some of those same functionality. but it might not have all these other features here. So let's talk about this for just a moment. The devices that we're focusing in on for these environments have increased environmental rugged specifications, ability to withstand low, high temperature, the ability to go into dirty, dusty, or even wet environments. We refer to those ratings as ingress protection or IP rating. Most often, these are fanless devices. Fans tend to be the number one failure item in these environments because they're a mechanical device, and they also tend to bring in dirt and dust, so you always want to try to avoid a fan when possible. They'll have things like locking connectors and then resistance to shock and vibe. And then over on the right, from an I/O perspective, you tend to have good old-fashioned legacy I/O like serial ports that can be configured to support different networking protocols, old legacy protocols, because the reality is the environments that these are going in are very I/O, you know, kind of generation old or two, if you think about it that way. They tend to be these factory floors and very noisy environments, and they are well suited for these old legacy communication protocols. And to communicate with that, you need these older technologies like RS-232, 422, 485. And then where you do have USB ports, these devices will offer more USB ports than a traditional kind of desktop or laptop computing device. GPIO, that's general purpose I/O, TTL level signals in, TTL level signals out. You can directly interface to sensors, actuators, and do the same going out, control them as opposed to reading them. CAN bus, a lot of these devices will offer a CAN bus, which is another network protocol for highly noise immune environments. And then from a wireless perspective, you have these low power wireless communication protocols like Zigbee, 6LowPan, and Thread. These are really kind of targeted at battery-powered sensor data applications where you could be up to a mile or two away from the device and communicate low bandwidth information off of a battery-powered device. And then WiWAN, which is also referred to as cellular modem. If you can't get connected to a Wi-Fi signal or a good old-fashioned Ethernet line, you have the ability to do a WiWAN modem on these. But the core attribute, the key number one thing, is this 5-year life cycle. Once you go through your design process, you know this as well as we do, it can be a year or two or three process. You don't want to have to start that over because the computing device you picked went end of life already. So make sure you stick with embedded compute technologies. They offer typically a minimum of a 5-year life cycle. So this kind of leads us to another challenge you may have experienced out there. You usually typically have these two groups within companies and organizations, the IT group. These are the people that do the servers in companies, the laptops and the desktops, and then you have the operational technology people. These are the guys that are building the robotics, the agricultural equipment, the machines in the field. And there's always this little bit of finger-pointing and confrontation that goes on between the two of them. The two different groups. People are always worried about what you're connecting from an IT perspective to their infrastructure, and from an OT perspective, you have unique needs that don't always fit well into the IT environment. So you need to be conscious of this as you go through your design. So here's a typical compute signal chain, something you might see in a real-world application. On the left side, you have the things of the Internet, if you will, and then you move into what we refer to as the fog. And this is typically serviced by an embedded computer or a gateway or a direct line into the servers up into the cloud. So a lot of times you want to take your action at the edge of the fog. Communicating and sending information over this, you know, is expensive, it's bandwidth consuming, and when you think about all the things on the left side of this chart, they're growing exponentially. The networks just aren't going to be able to send every bit of data out there from the things in the Internet up to the cloud. It's expensive, time-consuming, and then also just eats up bandwidth. So a lot of times when you're designing your application, you want to take immediate action at the edge, either in your gateway or in your embedded computer. Picking the right product allows you to do that, and it allows you to kind of filter the information, the real important information that you do pipe up to the cloud. Along this signal chain, if you will, here, it's also good to know and keep in mind, when you're working with vendors, you want to make sure that they adopt open protocols, that each of the pieces play nicely together, because a lot of times there's some companies out there that will do something unique which will cause you some pain. So be aware of that as you go through your designs. And if you look at, let me click the slide there, apologize for the delay. If you look at the current supplier base today in this space, there's some challenges out there. So when you're picking that, when you're designing your compute signal chain, you need to pick the right form factor. You need to make sure that the supplier you work with can supply that to you, the ones that withstand those real-world applications. You want to ask yourself, can they supply, you know, minimum order quantities of 1, 10, 100, 1,000, 10,000, or even hundreds of thousands? And then if they can do that, are they going to make you buy at a large minimum order quantity? Do they build the order? You know, that's what you need to ask your supplier when you're out there working with them and surveying them. And then lead times are important. A lot of times in this industry, lead times can be 8 weeks, 16 weeks, 14, even as many as 20 in some cases. And then from a quality perspective, do your homework when you're picking your supplier to work with. There's a lot of companies in this business out there that supply embedded compute today technologies, and the quality from them, quite frankly, ranges all over the board. I've seen quality fallouts in the 5, the 8, or 10% range in some of these systems. So be very careful on who you partner with. So once you pick your hardware from that supplier, you want to take another look at them and say, what can they offer you around manageability and security? Do they have any tools? Do they do any little neat tricks in their hardware? And then you move on to service and support. Even if they build a high-quality product, there's going to come a time or a case where you need some service and support. How can they help you with that? And then financial. Are they a financially strong company? And then if you need leasing or financing options, can they help you with that? And then this last one here, regulatory. This is kind of like the hidden thing that people really don't talk about in this space a lot of times. If you're going to buy an embedded box or an embedded system, and you want Wi-Fi in there, or you want WiWAN, a cellular modem, oftentimes it doesn't come with the regulatory and the agency approvals for all the different countries that you want to sell into. So you're left to go off and get those certifications yourself. It can be very, very expensive and very time-consuming. It can be as little as a couple thousand dollars, as much as a couple hundred thousand dollars, depending on the number of countries and the complexity of the certifications you're going to go after. So with that, I'd like to turn it over to Aaron. Aaron will take you through some of the Dell solutions that we have today, and then I'll be back with you later in the presentation.
Thanks, Joe. I'm trying to get on the right slide. Okay. So the value of edge computing, or moving computing out to edge versus centralized computing in a cloud or data center, some of the value of that is that when you have all of these things out on the edge that need to communicate one to another, or for control or real-time operations, by pushing decision-making out to the edge in compute systems like edge gateways and embedded PCs, we can process that kind of software applications or analytics or logic and drive outputs based on whatever is being sensed. Also, since these things have so much data that can be generated, there's really not enough bandwidth long-term to be able to drive all that to a data center or to a cloud. If you take something that used to have one data value and now has thousands or tens of thousands of data values, and you're refreshing that data every few seconds, that generates a whole lot of data. And you have to decide, how often are you going to sample something? Where does it need to be processed, analyzed, and managed based on the type of data? So in essence, it acts as a filter or helps cleanse the data out on the edge through edge analytics and data processing that you're doing when you're managing things out on the edge of a network versus pushing it all the way up to, for say, big data analysis or other enterprise applications in your architecture. Also, having improved security, endpoint security out there on the edge and data continuity, having that localized for operations or operators to make decisions by hardening that and having that out there on the edge, keeps it from sending data back and forth unnecessarily that you don't need to. So those are some of the values of why you would choose to do distributed or edge kind of computing. So the next few slides are really about types of systems. So I'm going to talk about embedded box PCs and edge gateways today. So what's an embedded box PC do? Well, they're high-quality, rugged, industrial-type PCs. As Joe mentioned, they're fanless, so they're highly reliable and designed for a longer life cycle than something that has moving mechanical parts like fans. So it's also designed to withstand harsher environmentals, so things related to ingress protection for moisture, dust, things for temperature ranges, and also shock and vibration. So again, they could be out there in a distributed, out in the wild, in the field, and they could be in a dusty or a dirty environment or very out there on the edge. And also, these kind of devices are connected to lots of industry standard or traditional or legacy type inputs and outputs, as well as needing to connect to things via Ethernet and wireless and high-speed connections and push things up into an enterprise. So lastly, also being able to manage those assets as part of your operations technology, IT-type infrastructure as systems, and how to manage that and have the connectivity of those devices to be managed as another aspect. So as far as some of the high-level benefits of embedded PCs, there's several that I want to call out. So one is about the flexibility of being able to connect to that traditional and modern systems. So being able to connect to existing technologies via protocols for I/O. So there's ways to connect things via wireless and via Ethernet, but there's also serial interfaces to talk to Modbus devices or other kinds of serial protocols, using RS-232 and 422 and 485. Also being able to connect to things via CAN bus or general purpose I/O. Having that kind of connectivity, there's a lot of flexibility to do that with the systems that we've designed. We've put together a configure to order approach that supports a lot of different I/O, and it's really just picking what parts make sense. As far as high performance, being able to run with it temperature specs the whole full range without external airflow being required, and using high-powered processors to do that. The aspect of being rugged and long-lived, we run our products through shock and vibration testing. I'll touch on that more later on some details of what we do, but we test the mil standard 810G for shock and vibration, which is a military standard, and it's designed to withstand, again, a high temperature range and the shock and vibration and moisture. They're really designed to last for 5 years, have a five-year life cycle, and be able to be supported, you know, for 5 years beyond that as a standard. Also being able to see see several processes in real time with embedded PCs, being able to drive multiple simultaneous displays is another aspect. And depending on what you're doing, if it's digital signage or kiosks or operator consoles for running a manufacturing facility or, you know, a transit center or whatever type of operator and the kind of information they need to see. And also security and manageability. So that really starts at the hardware level with things like TPM for endpoint connection. And then also from a software standpoint, having a solid BIOS, and then also additional security things for encryption and protection to manage that and be able to manage that either on-premise or remotely for the life of those type embedded assets. So a couple of the products that we have that I just want to call out, I'm not going to get into a lot of detail on the products. You can go to our website at dell.com/IoT and you can drill down into the embedded section or go directly at dell.com/embedded for the embedded PCs. And there's spec sheets and brochures and other kinds of documents that we have out there, blueprints and case studies and things that you can look at to walk through solutions, but for to call out a couple things related to our Embedded Box PC 5000. It's a system that's very, very rugged, it's fanless, and it's very flexible. And the flexibility is the aspect of being configured to order and having lots of different I/O that you can connect to. So the environmental specs for our Embedded Box PCs are 0 to 50C with a solid-state drives. It has an IP30 rating for ingress protection. That's about moisture and about dust. For OS choices, there's a lot of different OSs to choose from that we're offering as standard. So we have Ubuntu Desktop for a Linux desktop option. Also Microsoft OSs, so Microsoft Win 7 Pro, Win 7 Pro for Embedded Systems, which is a system that an OEM customer could buy and then package in their solution and resell to their customers. Same thing with other embedded OSs. We have Win 10 Pro and Win 10 IoT Enterprise 2015 LTSB that are coming out here in just another month. And then we have Windows Embedded Standard 7 Pro and Enterprise that are coming out as well. So those are componentized OSs where you could actually choose if you wanted fewer parts of the Windows OS and have a lighter footprint. Other OSs could be tested as well. So we've had requests for all kinds of things. We have an OEM group that'll do customization of hardware requirements and software and test those things as well. So if you have a particular image that a customer wants to load on a machine, those can be loaded as well. Processors, these systems have Core i processors, so dual and quad core, from Celeron up to i7 processors, and DDR4 memory from 4 gigs to 16 gig options. We've also been looking at some higher memory options that we've been testing on some of the OEM intakes that we've had. Storage drives, this one supports actually two drives, so either one or two hard drives or SSD drives. We've got a variety of choices out there. As far as the accessories and I/O connectivity, so CAN bus connectivity, wireless I/O networks like Zigbee or 6LoWPAN, connection to I/O networks. We can actually connect up to a parallel port via our PCI ports on this system. There's two PCIe slots that could be, you could add different cards for, say, a four-port NIC card or some other type of card that you're looking at to expand on these systems. And then other I/O from dual high-speed gigabit Ethernet, USB ports, GPIO, lots of serial interface connectivity, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, mobile broadband. And the mobile broadband and Wi-Fi, those certifications are in place for all the countries that we ship to. And then video connections. So video connections, we can drive three simultaneous displays with this system. And actually with another connected hub, we can drive three more. So some people are looking at having, say, a six-monitor operator console, for example. And then the security, touched on that previously about TPM and BIOS, a solid BIOS on it. The thing to consider also is, just, as Joe mentioned, manageability, security, services in general from a software perspective. So we have some award-winning, you know, security products that are common, as well as remote manageability capabilities that customers are using. So if you're going to support these in a common way and people use common tools and they're already familiar with using either Microsoft SCCM for on-premise management or Dell's Cloud Client Manager for remote management, we have a portion of that Cloud Client Manager called Edge Device Manager for these edge devices for embedded PCs and for edge gateways. So it's going to be common workflows and tools and user interfaces from a manageability standpoint. And then service capabilities. So globally, being able to support hardware warranties from one year up to a five-year warranty, as well as pro support on-site, you know, after remote diagnosis up to 5 years. So those are global offerings from a service standpoint. So things to consider if you're a global organization, you're putting these all over and need that kind of support and serviceability. The other product that we launched as well is the Embedded Box PC3000. It's a little bit more, it's a more compact system. So again, it has some similar benefits as far as being rugged and fanless and compact in this case. It does have a lot of richness of I.O., not quite as much I.O. We basically crammed as much as we could on that box. There's lots of ports and connectivity to it as well. It has an Atom-based set of processors, family of processors that we offer on it. And it just has one slot for a hard drive or SSD drive, and it can drive two simultaneous displays. It can drive additionals through three more through that external hub that I mentioned as an accessory through Dell. And same kind of thing for service security manageability software offerings. So the other types of products for edge computing that I wanted to touch on were also edge gateways. So edge gateways, these are designed more to run headless and connect to a lot of I.O., aggregate data, do edge analytics. Some people are using them as control devices, as building controllers or different kinds of automation-type controllers with the software they put on it. Some folks are using them as appliances. They're using it as different kind of to run different types of systems, say HVAC systems or with transportation-type networks and traffic out in the environment. But there's a connection for a one video monitor when you're setting it up, or someone could use a monitor on it, but it's typically not something people would probably use from an operations standpoint. But again, it's designed for rugged environments, long life, high temperature ranges, and I'll touch on some of the specs here on that. So there's many similar values. Again, a fanless system, no mechanical parts, so it's got a high rugged and long life capability. We have a commercial and industrial version. The industrial version has a temperature range up to minus 30 to 70 C. Again, it's a 24/7, you know, fanless operation for up to 5 years, or for 5 years as far as the life cycle that it's designed for. And again, the security and manageability, similar type things from a TPM standpoint, from the endpoint hardware security and software. There's mounting options we have for these. You can mount them on walls, DIN rail mounts, mount them in cabinets, or just on a wall in a room, an I.O. room or something. So there's a lot of flexibility in where you could put these devices. From the spec standpoint, main thing I want to call out is that, you know, these also use Atom-based processors. We have some different OS choices on edge gateways. Typically, like I said, they're more lighter footprint OSs with Linux OSs, so like Ubuntu Snappy, Wind River, Windows 10 IoT Enterprise 2015 LTSB. We have that as well that was launched. The memory options, we've got 2, 4, and 8 gig memory options. So it's designed to run for a lot of operation control type environments out there. There's the 5000, 5100 version. So the commercial version has, basically the industrial version has larger fins to dissipate more heat. And there's also an enclosure that we can put it in where it can run in an IP65 environment. There's also expansion capabilities with additional power supply on the left in the picture there, as well as on the right, there's an I.O. module to expand for some additional I.O., as well as to add PCIe or PCI card interface and expandability. So last point I wanted to wrap up on in my section is really around the ruggedness and the testing. So whenever you're looking at these embedded PCs, you want to take into consideration, you know, the specs that they say and also that they've been tested thoroughly. So we've actually invested in in-house test beds, and we have a heritage in rugged. We've got a rugged laptop and tablet business called Rugged, the Dell Rugged products, and we've been in that business for quite some time. And a lot of those same engineers have been used to help design these products. And we have a set of laboratory equipment to run things through its paces. So thermal shocks, so chambers where you can have it soak at temperature, at heat or cold, and then immediately transfer it to the other extreme and put it through a thermal shock. Humidity testing, running in hot temperatures in a dry ambient temperature chamber. Corrosion testing, so in a salt water type brine solution to simulate like out near the coast where you have oceans and sea salt spray. That's a 4-day test that you run it through and cycle it through corrosion and looking for corrosion of components and parts. Shock testing, so it's dropping from heights at different angles and the results of that. Ingress protection around water spray, so there's again different IP ratings. So we have one chamber that we can do more like a rain or droplets, and then also water jets or high-powered water jets. Shake tables that we can shake in the X, Y, and Z axis systems, and also cold temperature testing, and then dust ingress protection, where actually you're putting dust on the system, and depending on the IP rating you're trying to achieve, it may be that it runs with dust that gets into the system, or it has to keep dust out of the system completely. So that's the kind of thing that we'll test our systems on, all our designs, and we can do benchmarking type testing. So if there's any systems you want to bring into our labs to get a benchmark test or result, let us know that. We can compare those results. And when we're getting certifications, we'll do our tests of our designs in-house and then send them out for third-party testing and validation at external labs for all the specifications we have on our products. So just things to look for and to consider as you're evaluating rugged embedded PCs, edge gateways out there. So with that, I'll hand it back over to Joe.
Thank you, Aaron, and good to be back with everyone. So if you were to ask us today at Dell, what do we have that kind of plays into this portfolio of IoT and embedded space, but more focused on the real-world applications, the things at the edge of the Internet, if you will? These are the products we have today. I'll go over them, but I would urge you to pay very close attention to Dell. Over the coming months, we have some new things we're going to be releasing and announcing, both from a hardware and software perspective, which will further expand out this portfolio. But as of today, these are the products that we have to offer in this space. Our PowerEdge ruggedized server, it offers some of the long life, goes out to 3 or 4 year kind of time frames, but its specialty is really meant for rugged applications. There's a lot of things into the design of this product. One of the use cases and the applications it gets designed to is for military applications. They mount them in portable Pelican cases, packed in foam, and then they take them out in the field, throw them on the back of Humvee trucks, unpack them, install them, and they do that over and over again. So they get beat up quite harshly, and they survive that environment. And then over in the middle of the chart, you see our rugged mobile products. Aaron talked a little bit about those. Our notebooks and then our tablets. It's good to note that Dell has been in this space for over 10 years. We have a long history of designing these rugged products here. These are simply phenomenal. Some of the competition in this space is Panasonic and G-Tech, but I would urge you to put any one of their products up against ours any day, and I'm very confident you would be pleased with the Dell product at the end of that analysis. They're rated up to IP65. You can drop them to concrete from 4 feet, pick them up and work. They have a unique touchscreen capability on them. A lot of people will advertise glove-capable touch. These devices can be operated with very thick gloves, like the kind you wear when you're out in the winter skiing or snowmobiling. It's a very unique touch screen design, and it works very well in outdoor and real-world applications. Some of the products even come with a Class 1 Div 2 rating. And what that means is if you're in an environment like an oil and gas or where you have a lot of explosive fumes, you have to carry this Class 1 Div 2 certification stating that you won't cause a spark at a certain energy level, which could cause a very bad outcome or bad event. And then we do make a couple different products for low cost, you know, kind of what I would call lightly embedded applications, either the OptiPlex XE2 or our Wyze family of client computing devices. The Wyze is probably our lowest cost entry device. The product life on these is 3-4 year time frame. But if your application is extremely cost sensitive, these are great products to look at. Well suited for point of sale, kiosk applications, and then digital signage. And then OptiPlex is maybe a little step above that in terms of ruggedness and temperature range. It does go 0 to 45. It has some filtration, but it does still have a fan in it. And that also will get you that 3-4 year kind of time frame and very well suited for similar type applications as the Wyze. And then Aaron already went over the embedded PCs and the gateways, but where your application needs the most rugged requirements, these are the best devices that we would recommend at this time for those applications. So you're probably well aware that there's a lot of companies out there that make products like this. You can buy a box, you can buy a board, you can buy a system from a lot of different suppliers. So you may be asking yourself at this point, well, how do we do it differently in this space? Well, here's how we're taking a different approach. I went over some of the pain points with this industry, like long lead times, you know, wide variation of quality, limited support. Well, at Dell, we're going to make it easy for you to get to market. Our lead times are going to be 2 to 4 weeks when you order a product. You can order as few as one piece. We're not going to hold you to these large minimum order quantities. Whether you want a scale of 1, you know, 100, 1,000, or tens of thousands, we can fulfill that within that 2 to 4 week time frame. Tech support. We have a whole team of people, you know, kind of our first line and then a deeper line beyond that of tech support personnel. We even have a service available, which is called Pro Support. And if you sign up for Pro Support, what that means is you get a dedicated service team, specialized, only focused on your account. They're available to you 24/7, 365 days. And if they can't solve the problem over the phone, they will send somebody out to you next business day within 24 business hours. And usually the team is also in the same country or same region and of the same cultural for dialogue and communication ease. And then quality. We talked earlier about some of the quality in this industry. It ranges. Some are very good, some are mediocre, and some are not so good. Well, at Dell, we're going to take a very rigid standard with our quality here. We're going to drive the type of quality you see in our laptops and our desktops into this embedded PC market. We've already got the supply chain figured out. We make hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these type of products every year. So we feel we've kind of got that secret sauce figured out and know how to control the quality. We're not going to do things like substitute grade B or grade C components when a grade A is called out on a bill of material. And then moving on to manageability and security, we're not going to spend much time on this today, but it's good to know. We do things in our BIOS, in our hardware level, and then we also offer a lot of software tools and extra features to help you create a easy-to-manage system and then very secure system at the end of the day. And then financing and financial stability. Dell is a very financially stable company. We do many tens of billions of dollars a year in sales, and we've been in business for many years and plan to be for many years to come. And then if you need help with financing or you want to lease the products, we can do that for you. We offer leasing, and then we do also offer financing. And then compliance. We talked about this as well earlier. If you're going to buy one of our systems, if it has a Wi-Fi radio in it or a cellular radio, we're going to take care of all the regulatory and compliance requirements for you. You don't need to worry about that and go work with a third-party lab. You don't need to incur that extra cost and time. And then even some of those countries, depending on which one, make you redo it every year. We're going to handle all that for you if you order the radio and the product from us out of the factory. So we want to make it easy for you to get to market. And this is how we plan to differentiate ourselves from the competition in the space. All right, also, in addition to Aaron and myself, we're part of what is called an OEM business within Dell. What that means is there's hundreds of people just like us, all focused on different areas of what you see here in these arrows and blocks. It's good to know there's a whole dedicated team of people around this space helping customers like yourself do OEM designs and get you to market quickly. And you can leverage all that expertise is available to you at any given time. And at the end of that, what does that mean? That really means we're here to help you get to market quickly. You know, if you come to us with a design, either you're very capable, you can do it all yourself, or you need some help, we can help you with that. If you want to get the systems branded, you want to put your logo on them, we can do that as well. You want us to, you know, configure your system, load your image, or change something in the BIOS, or maybe put your company logo on the BIOS boot up splash screen, we have the ability to do all that as well. And then sometimes it's good to keep in mind there are some instances where if you walk into your company with a Dell box and you want to put it on your factory floor, it helps bridge that gap between the OT and the IT world within your own organizations. A lot of times people in the IT world will say, oh, okay, there's Dell logo on the box. I don't need to worry about the manageability or security. I'm familiar with them. So it's up to you. You know, we can help you by offering the Dell logo if that helps improve your situation, or we can sanitize the logo and put your logo on it if you choose. And then just at the end of all this, it just means an easier process for you to get to market with your design and start making money. Because that's what we're all here at the end of the day, to provide better, you know, systems and user experiences and generate revenue for each of our organizations. I talked about this a little bit, configuration services, BIOS, image load. We can even do asset tagging, you know, laser etching if that's something you're interested in. From a logistics standpoint, we have logistics capability in every major country on the globe. We can do warehousing, packaging, transportation. And then earlier we talked about the Pro Support. If you sign up for it, it's a fantastic service. And keep in mind, Pro Support can be extended to your customer site. So if you put in a box in a kiosk and it fails out in the field, we can go out to that field location. It doesn't have to be in one fixed location, if you will. All right, so I think that, it does not. One more slide, and that will complete our presentation. This is our kind of our brag slide. Over on the right side, you see some awards we've won in the industry. These are kind of like the equivalent of the Emmys. They don't. These organizations and institutions don't hand them out very easily. Hopefully it doesn't come off like bragging, but we just want to, you know, show you that we've accomplished a lot in this industry and in this space. And we're getting the recognition for that, and that's, you know, something we would encourage you to leverage in your designs and in your organizations. And then also, we didn't talk a lot about this, but we do have a partner program. I'd encourage you to go to our webpage, poke around in the IoT section, and you'll see a link that says Find a Partner. We have over 60 signed-up partners that we have entered into business relationships with. They're familiar with our hardware and our offerings, and we're familiar with their capabilities. Companies like Microsoft, GE Predix, SAP, OSIsoft, those are just four of 60 that are out there. These partners can help you get to market. They can do a portion of your design or a turnkey end-to-end solution if you need it. So it's good to know that that resource is available to you as well as everything that we offer internally at Dell. So that wraps up my presentation. I'd like to kick it back over to Rich, and then we'll open it up to questions. So thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Joe, and Aaron as well. That was great. We do have some time for some questions. Before we hit the first question, I want to remind everybody to please fill out the survey that you're seeing now. It helps us greatly when we put these webcasts together. Okay, let's hit the questions. Easy question first. On slide 13, I suppose that TPM stands for Trusted Platform Module. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that was an easy one. They will get harder from here, I assure you. Okay, what are the key use cases for this product?
Use cases, they vary. Factory floor, process automation, building control, kiosk systems, transportation systems. Those are some of the big ones that we're seeing some traction right now, but you know, they're not limited to those. We certainly would encourage you to bring many more to us, but those are some of the ones we initially gained some traction in.
Okay, great. Aaron, if I'm using Dell's Edge Gateway, am I limited in which cloud provider I can use? Also, do I manage that connection from the edge to the cloud myself?
So I guess maybe I'll answer two aspects of that. So whatever cloud or network people have in general in their enterprise, public, private, you know, you can connect to that. I mean, these systems will fit right into any enterprise. As far as cloud manageability capabilities, our Dell Edge Device Manager is remote manageability capabilities. If you have some other management console, you can manage your assets however you like. If it's on-premise, we've also tested for SCCM and validated all that with Microsoft's SCCM. So there's a lot of flexibility with either remote management or on-premise management.
Okay. Very good. Let's see. Now we're asking about a specific slide, which is slide 5. And I always like the ability to push back to the particular slide somebody's asking for. So somebody's asking about this particular slide. And the question is, in the embedded PC market, what does it include exactly? Industrial PCs and box PCs, I suppose. Anything else? And is it all ruggedized?
Yeah, so if you think of, you know, the product offering I showed you from Dell, some of those products have all of these features, and some of them have a subset of them. So we would have to, you know, talk about each product individually. But the embedded box PCs and the gateway, they definitely hit all of these bullet points that you see here as options. Like, for instance, CAN bus, that's an optional protocol you can order on the gateway or the embedded PC. So if you don't need it, you don't have to order it with it. It's configurable at the factory. Same goes for some of the other options on there, but they are all available on the gateways and the embedded PCs. On the other devices like the rugged mobile, the ruggedized server, they contain a subset of these features. Like some of the temperature rating is somewhat limited, whereas the embedded PCs will go 0 to 50. The gateways can go minus 30 to 70. The Optiplex is 0 to 45 degrees Celsius, and the Wise products is 0 to 35 degrees Celsius.
Okay, very good. All righty, let's go back to the Q&A slide, and let's go back to the Q&A. Do I purchase the operating system from Dell, or do I have to go to the operating system vendor directly to purchase that operating system?
I could take this question. So, yes, we make the operating system when available. So if you order it from Dell, you can order it, and different products offer different operating systems. Most of them offer Windows 7, Windows 7 Embedded, and then some of them are starting to offer Windows 10 IoT, as Aaron mentioned. And then also some of them will offer Linux, either Ubuntu or WinRiver. But, you know, we've had customers which will take the system and then scrub the operating system and then install their own on there. That's certainly an option to customers. We just can't guarantee the operation of it in those environments. But if it's, you know, a strategically, you know, good business case, we certainly would encourage you to come to us with your own operating system preferences. We could look at doing it as a customization at the factory.
Okay, wonderful. Next one is, how long has Dell been in this market? I guess they're referring to the embedded PC market.
I'll just mention.
Sure, go ahead, Aaron.
So it depends on when we're talking about the fanless embedded PCs. Those are new products we've launched this year. I mean, Dell's done embedded solutions for a long time with all kinds of servers and workstations and systems. But for the getting into these edge devices for edge gateways and embedded PCs, we've just launched the initial products in our portfolio this year here in 2016. So we got into looking at the market, designing products, working through the whole development cycle, and then bringing those out, launching those into the market this year. So over the last 6 months, we've launched four different products already into the market.
Okay. Next question. Can we add third-party cards, and what are the specs for additional I/O from non-Dell card suppliers? Also, do the boards need to be conduction-cooled?
So this is Joe. I'll take a stab at that. Yeah, third-party cards can certainly be installed on the embedded PC 5000, and then the Gateway 5000 with the I/O expansion module. In the embedded PC 5000, there's a power limitation of 10 watts thermal heating inside the box that just allows us to still maintain that 0 to 50 degree temperature range rating. It's limited by your imagination. You know, it will accommodate a full height, half length PCIe or PCI Express card. And that's another great point. When you order the embedded PC 5000, you have the option of ordering a PCI slot or PCI Express slot. And there's a total of two slots available on there, and you can configure them anyway.
Okay. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left, so let's see how many more we can get through. What Mel specs are they designed to meet?
So the products are designed around the Mel 18G standard, and it's for shock and vibration. So that's what we've tested against. We've got tables of the results of what was tested against and the past results of that. So really, it was just the shock and vibration portion of the military A10G standard. That covers a wide range of things, but it was the shock and vibration portion of that.
Okay. We're wrapping up. Let's do one more. That one we answered already. Here's one. Do I need to be concerned with security if I'm going wireless?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it depends on the wireless protocol, but, certainly you want to be aware of that. That seems to always be the greatest fear factor out there, from a security standpoint. And that can be, security can be accomplished with different software platforms.
Okay, wonderful. I'm afraid that's all we have time for. The other questions that we did not answer, you will receive an answer via email. And as a final reminder, all Open Systems Media eCasts are copyrighted and may not be recorded without prior permission. So I'd like to thank Joe and Aaron for their great presentations, and I'd also like to thank Dell for sponsoring this event. And, of course, none of these things would be possible without you, the engineer. So thank you all for attending, and have a great day.